Chaim Tzvi and his friends, they share Shvi'i Lili Nishmas, Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu, and the Refuas Yitzchak ben Baracha, and Noam ben Leah, and Naomi Bas Tova. In the Gemara Menachos and Daf Samach Vav, it says, famously, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah l'mimni yoyme, Mitzvah l'mimni shvui. It's a mitzvah to count the days, a mitzvah to count the weeks. Rabban de Rav Ashi, the Rabban de Beis Medrash Rav Ashi, Manu yoma, Manu shvui, they counted days and they counted weeks. Amemar Manu yom, lo Manu shvui, Amemar counted days, he didn't count weeks. Amar Zeichel l'mikdash, who he said it to Zeichel l'mikdash. There are a number of shitas of Rishonim that explain this Gemara in various ways. According to the Rambam, Amemar and the Rabbanan of the Beis Medrash of Rashi are arguing in the following, that according to Amemar, mitzvah sefira se'omer, both the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks is talui in hakrabah se'omer. And Bisman is that there's no omer, the whole mitzvah is only midrabanan zecher l'mikdash. And therefore it's enough that he should just count the days. And according to Rabbanan of the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi, even Bizman HaKravas HaOmer, the mitzvah was to count Mi Pesach Ve'ad Atzeres, the Lashon of the Pasuk of Miyom Aviyachem Mitzvah Meret Tenufa, is only a simen. But the Etzem, it's from Pesach till Atzeres, even Bizman HaKravas HaOmer, and therefore Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah is Min HaTorah. And the Tzuras HaMitzvah is the same as when they brought the Omer. And therefore you're chayav to count the days, and you're also chayav to count the weeks, even bizman hazeh. And the Rishonim further explain Bidas Amemar, who counted days and didn't count weeks, that he holds that we have to count Miyom HaKravas HaOmer is not just the time of the mitzvah, but that is Me'etzem HaChepza Shel HaMitzvah D'Oraisa, that we should count those 49 days that are found from the day that they were Makar of the Omer Befoal until Shavuos. And if so, today, that we don't have a mitzvah of HaKravas HaOmer, and those days that come after the HaKravas HaOmer are not to be found, it must be that the whole counting is a different cheftza. It's a cheftza of mimni yome mi pesach la'atzeres, from pesach tatzeres, not from hakrovas ha'omer, and it's not talui at all in the hakrovas ha'omer. And therefore, since anyway the tzuras hamitzvah is different, there is no longer a zecher la'mikdash that will be mechayev you, that it should be similar in other details to the Tzuras HaMitzvah, that was the time that the Chovas Sefiras HaOmer was Min HaTorah. And therefore, according to him, you don't have to count the weeks. Masha'en Ken Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi, they hold that even Bizman HaBayis, it wasn't a different Cheftza. And even then it wasn't Tovah Korvus HaOmer. Really, it was always a Cheftza of Mimni Yome, Mi Pesach La'atzeres. So Nachamo, we had a Machlokas Rabban and the Bei Rav Ashi, who counted days and weeks, and Amemar counted days and not weeks. We saw that the Shita of the Rambam, in the 7th Parak of Hilchos Minhag Musafin, look there, Agav in the Magen Mishnah, that they're arguing that Amemar holds that Mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer is to count the days and to count the weeks because of the Omer. It's all Talui in the Omer. Bizman is that we don't have an Omer, and therefore the whole thing is only Midrabban Zechel and Mikdash, and therefore you only have to count days. Rabban Debe Rav Ashi held that even Bizman HaKravas HaOmer, it wasn't Talui in the Omer, just a simon that Bizman HaKravas HaOmer, it is really from Pesach Tal Teres. Therefore it's Midarais, you have to count both then and now, nothing changed. But according to the Rambam, something very much changed. It's Talui in HaKravas HaOmer, it's not HaKravas HaOmer. So all that's left is a zecher, and therefore the whole tzuras hamitzvah changed. So all you really need to do is count the days as a zecher, and you don't have to count the weeks. In the Kisvei HaGrach, he writes al Hashas that it's not mistaber that the mitzvah will be talui in the day that they were makriv the omer befoal. Because then, also in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if they had an ones and they weren't able to remakriv the Omer, are we going to say that there's no longer a mitzvah esei d'oraisa of Siras HaOmer? It's not mistaber. Rather, what it means is that it's tully in a time where there is a chova lahakriv Omer, not hakravas Omer b'fa'al, but when there's an obligation to be makriv the Omer. And therefore he explained that even Rabbanan de Bei Rav Ashi are mode that it's tully in the chova. They just told Kishitas HaRambam that Kedushas Mikdash Kitshel Shaita Ula Asid Lavo, and therefore you can be makriv his man as Alpha Pishain Bayis, like the Rambam says in the 6th parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira in the 14th and 15th halachas. Memela, there's a mitzvah hakrabas omer bizman hazeh, just like according to the Rambam there's a mitzvah shchutei chutz bizman hazeh, because it's right lefnim, you could bring it inside. Look in the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, parak yitzas halachat tesvav. Whereas Amemar holds that it is in kitchel asid lavo, and therefore there's no more chova of hakrava. So he doesn't, the Grach says that it's not talui in the hakravas omer b'fo'al, just in the obligation. According to the Rabban and the Rabashi, as long as there's an obligation, in Bizman Hazeh is an obligation. So it remains d'oraisa. And according to Amemar, there's no longer an obligation. So, because Kedusha Rishon is not lasid lavo, and Memela, there's no more longer a mitzvah to count, so we only count the days. Zecher l'mikdash. It's actually interesting. At Tehillim it says, as Rav Gurevich points out in his Hanafei Arzeel on the Moadim, Mitzvah Sefirah Sa'omer and Simon Beis, which are based in the Shiran, that in Tehillim it says, Sushar Mashiach Musu Pischei Oilam V'yavo Melech HaKavod. Rashi says, Pischei Oilam Psachim Shekdushasan Olamis. And there Rashi says in Chav Zayin Zayin that we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. So Baal Korchach, he holds like the Rambam that Kedushas HaMikdash is kitchel asid lavo. That's what it means. Pischeil and psachim shekdushas malam is the openings that the kedusha is forever. Actually, interesting that Rashi explains pischeilam in pasuk tes and not earlier in pasuk zayin. But look in the Ibn Ezra and the Mitzudas there that they hold lashon pischeilam is talking about the Beis HaMikdash Hashlishi. That's why it's kedushas malam is. That's pischeilam, and that's matim for shitas harayvet. Al Kopanim, we saw the Yeshita of Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, who holds that it's totally in the Etzem Chova, according to the Rabbanu Rav Ashi. There is a Chova of Bizman Hazeh, therefore remains Doraisa, according to Amemar, there isn't. However, the Kilos Yankov in Zvachim, in Simon Lamed Beis, learns Beshitas HaRambam that Lekule Alma, there is no chova of hakravas haomer bizman hazeh, even according to the Man D'Omer, even according to the Rambam, that kitchel asid lavo, there's no chova of hakravas haomer bizman hazeh, and therefore lechora, there's nothing to be mechayvas bizman hazeh to. There's no hakravas haomer bizman hazeh that's going to be mechayvas to count sfiras haomer, to count the omer. Even the Man D'Omer Kitchel Lasid Lavo. So according to the Mahalach of the Stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, we have to say that the Shitas HaRambam is that according to Rabban and the Bei Rav Ashi, the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer is Bizman Hazeh Min HaTorah, because it's not talui in the Chovas HaKrabas HaOmer at all. You don't need any HaKrabas HaOmer, not even an obligation, because according to the Stipler there is no obligation today. Rather, it was never a talui in the. It was never talui in the Omer at all. It's talui in Pesach till Atzeres, and therefore even Bizman Hazeh Staraisa. However, the Beis Yosef writes, Arachaim Simen Tov Pei Tes, that most Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and they hold that even according to Rabbanan and Devei Rav Ashi, Mitzvah Sviras Omer Bizman Hazeh is Midrabbanan Zecher LaMikdash. Only according to the Rabbanan and Devei Rav Ashi, even though it's Bizman Hazeh Mitam Zeichel HaMikdash, Chazal were mechayavas to guard, to preserve the Tzuras HaMitzvah B'chol Proteah, that it should be domel tzuras hamitzvah bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, and they brought the Karban HaOmer. And maybe we can say that even according to the Shita Sarishonim that the Beis Yosef brings, that Lekulei Alma HaKrabas HaOmer is me'akev the mitzvahs esei d'oraisa of Sfiras HaOmer, it could be that Abaye and Ameimar argue about the gedder of this ikuv. That according to Ameimar, it was me'etzem cheftzad of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to count the days after Akravas HaOmer, and if there's no Omer, you don't have such days, and you are lacking the whole mahus, the ikar hamitzvah, the whole essence of the mitzvah is lacking, and therefore you only have to count days and not weeks. Masha'en ken, according to Abaye, Abaye counted both days and weeks. The cheftza of the mitzvah is sfiras hayamim between machrotz haShabbos and Shavuos. Just there's a tenai that you require that it should be Yom HaKrabas HaOmer. And therefore, according to them, according to him, Abaye, and Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi also counted days and weeks, the Iker Cheft of the mitzvah we still have is Manazeh, because it's from Machros HaShabbos till Shavuos, from Pesach till Atzeres. Just it's lacking the tenai that we don't have a Kravas HaOmer, and therefore, according to Ameimar, the whole Takana of Sfiras HaOmer is a Maisa Mitzvah Chadasha, it's a new mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah that was earlier. Earlier it was counting from the Omer, and today there is no Omer. Masha'in Kain, according to Abaye, earlier there was an Omer, now there's no longer an Omer, but the Etzem HaMitzvah hasn't changed, because earlier the Etzem Hus HaMitzvah was Mimachas HaShabbos until Shavuos, and it remains that way today. The only thing is that we're lacking the Tanai. We're lacking a Zaitik of Zachasaifing, which is the Hakrabas HaOmer. And the Mela, since the mitzvah hasn't changed that much, the Mahus still remains, when we do our Zeichel HaMikdash, we count both days and weeks. Look in the Baal HaMa'or, famous Baal HaMa'or, the end of Maseches Pesachim, look also in the Ramban there, and the Melchamos. So the Baal HaMa'or writes, "V'hachin asikno beduchta de menachas, de ameimar mani yoimei, v'loi mani shvuei. Amar, zecher lemikdashu, ve'af al pisha anu monin yamin v'shvuis, minak hu v'yadeinu." So he paskins the halacha like ameimar, so we concluded in its place in menachas, that ameimar counted days, and he didn't count weeks. He said that it's Zecher LeMikdash, and even though we count both days and weeks, that is our Minhag. And there the Baal HaMa'or explained that the reason we don't say Shechiyanu, and there the Baal HaMa'or explained that that's the reason we don't say Shechiyanu on Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh. Not enough of a mitzvah to require Shechiyanu, it's just a Zeichel HaMikdash. Now we find by the Lulav Kol Shiva, which is only Zecher to that they took the Mikdash, they took the Lulav and the Mikdash for 7 days, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the name of the Chai Adam, that if you didn't make Shechiyanu on the first day, you can make Shechiyanu on the other days. Because the mitzvah of Lulav Kol Shiva is the same mitzvah that was in the Mikdash, Mashen Ken Sfiras HaOmer, which is a completely different mitzvah. And even though we have psulim and mitzvahs Lulav that only apply in the first day and not on the rest of the days, that's because those psulim are only psulim which are not chaser be'ikar achefzah shel mitzvah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Reish Mem Tes Sif Katan Lamed Hey. So that's the difference then between Sfiras HaOmer and Lulav. Sfiras HaOmer, like we paskin like a Meimar, is a mitzvah chadasha, and therefore it's not just a zecher. It doesn't require shechianu, mashenken, the lulav and esrog we're taking. That's a hemshech, but mahus, it's the same mitzvah. Tosas and Megillah writes, V'achar shebirach ala sfiro me'yiratz n'sheibon, etc. Mashen came to kia shofar v'lulav. V'ainu tam lefi she'ein atel azachiru lebinyan beis hamikdash av'am shofar v'lulav yesh asiyah. It's an interesting Tosfos. He seems to be saying that the difference between sfira that we say yiratz and the beis hamikdash should be rebuilt and taking the lulav where we don't say the yiratz, and even though it's also zeichel hamikdash, the reason is because yesh asiyah, what's the asiyah? That it's the same chef to the mitzvah, that the same lulav that we're taking, we took in the mikdash zayin, we're also taking now. So it's a hemshech. So it's the same chef to the mitzvah. There's no chiyav al tzizman. There's no chiyav the other days besides the first day, but it's the same chef to the mitzvah. And therefore, you don't say the hiratzon, because it's not just merely a zecher. Hashem Kain, when you talk about Sfiras HaOmer is a new cheftza, and the whole mahus is zecher lemikdash. The Brisker Rav is quoted by his Talmidim in Menachas Samach Vav as saying that he learned that lulav is like Sfiras HaOmer. From the fact that those that are psulim min haTorah are kosher b'shar yam, it means it's not the same chef to the mitzvah. And according to the Brisker Rav, it emerges there apparently, and then again, he's talmidim in his name, that if you didn't make shechianu on the first day, you shouldn't make it b'shar yamim. Not like the psak of the chay adam, like in the Mishnah Berurah. And it makes a lot of sense based on what we're saying, that if it's a completely different mitzvah, then you can't say shechianu anymore. Only on the first day. But if it's a hemsheikh, then you can say shechianu, because it's like the mitzvah that was being done in the mikdash. There's a third shita, and that's the shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Rabbi Yochar, the Rebbe of the Ramban, in his Sefer Perush HaTfilas VaBrachas, and Rabbeinu Yerucham, who copies word for word from Yehuda ben Rabbi Yochar, and you have to be metaken in a schos, one from the other, and see what the correct nusach is, but they're both saying the same thing. That even according to HaMeimar, the Mimni Shvui is also only Zeichel HaMikdash, but the Mimni Yomi is Bizman HaZeh Min HaTorah. Only the Mimni Shvui is a Zeichel HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, but the Mimni Yomi is Mischayev Gam Bizman HaZeh Min HaTorah. And that's the machlokas between HaMeimar and Rabban and Debei Rabashi. But according to Rabban and Debei Rabashi, they made a Zeichel HaMikdash, and therefore Bizman HaZeh they were Mechayev both the Mimni Yomi and the Mimni Shvui. You have to count both. According to HaMeimar, they were only Mechayev Mimni Yomi. And he holds that they weren't Mitaken the Mimni Shvui when you make the bracha on the yamim zeichel hamikdash. Let's see the lashon of Rabbeinu Yerucham. V'nirali mishum lechsiv shiva shvuos tispor lach mehachel chamesh b'kam etochel ispor shiva shvuos uksiv nami miyom aviyachem es haomer sheva shabasos tmimos tiyena nimsa shalo nichtava sfiras shvuos kim legabe haomer. Look, it says 7 weeks you should count from the Omer So when it talks about the weeks, it talks about the Omer. And another pasuk, Miyom Aviyachem is Omer. Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tiyena. Also, a direct correlation and linkage between the Omer and Shavuos and the weeks, but Sfiras Hayamim Lo Ksiv Gabe Omer. But there's no direct linkage in the pasuk between the Omer and the counting of the days. Nimsa the Sfiras Hayamim Umen Atayra Afilu Bizman Hazeh. The Sfiras Hashavuos Bizman Deika Omer. So it emerges then that counting the days is Min HaTorah even today. And Sfiras Hashavuos is only if there's an Omer. Vayim Avarchim Al Zeh Al Zeh Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. They make a bracha on both. When there was a Beis Hamikdash. Behind the Chsiv Ad Mimachros Hashabbos Hashavuos Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Vavili Memer Ad Machros. El Ratalomar Mi Machros. Tisbor Ve'ad Machros. Ratzalomar Shalotala Mi Yom Aviyachem. Ela Mi Machros. Uvizman Azanu Sofrim Lashvuiz. Zeichel HaMikdash Uvidavar Shu Zeichel HaMikdash Levad Ein Mevarchim Olav Midi Dehava Akricha Delel Pesach Ve'arava Deshvishal Sukkis Lekach Anu Omrim Shem Kach V'kach Shavuos Laharos Shem Zu Sfira Mamish Vilinu Sofer Mamish Kama Sheyosim Bizman Omer Einer Shabracha Chozer Safash Sfira Shavuos. ולכן אמרו במנחס אמר אביי מצווה למימני יומי ומצווה למימני שבועי רצה לא אמר יש לנו להזכיר שבועי אגב שצריך לומר יומי מן התורה והמימר מני יומי ולא מני שבועי אמר זכר למקדש הוא פרש ספירס השבועוס אינו אלא זכר למקדש ולקח לו הימונה שבועס עם ברכס הימים אבל אין לפרש ששניהם זכר למקדש, אם כן למה מונה הים עם יוסר מן השבועס? So he holds that according to Rabbanan de Beis Ravashi and Abaye, the mitzvah is to count days and to count weeks, because the days are min haTorah, and the weeks are zechar lemikdash. Ameimar also holds the days are min haTorah, but he holds that you don't have to count the weeks. Counting the weeks is only zecher lemikdash, and therefore he wouldn't count the weeks together with the days. That's why you say hayom kach v'kach shehem shnei hayom chamisha asar yom shehem shnei shavuos v'yom echad laomer. What do you mean shehem? What, we don't know the cheshbon that 15 is 2 weeks in one day? But the answer is that you don't say Hayom Chamisha Asar Yom Shnei Shavuos Yom Echad LaOmer, because that would mean that the bracha is going on the weeks also, and we don't want the bracha to go on the weeks. So we say really we're counting the bracha the days, 15 days, and then we add Zechel HaMikdash. We make a break, we say Shehem V'Adizar, we're doing the Zechel HaMikdash 2 weeks in one day, but not 15 days, 2 weeks in one day, because then it's all going, the bracha is going on both. But you can't explain, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar and Rabbeinu Yerucham, that they're both Zeichel HaMikdash, both the days and the weeks. Because then why do we count the days and not the weeks? The answer is that the days are min haTorah. Everybody hold, the answer is that the days are min haTorah. And the question is, what's the status of the weeks? So, according to Ameimar, you're still mentioning the weeks, but the weeks are not part of the bracha. The weeks are something separate. Whereas, according to Abaye, no. You also have Zecher LeMikdash, you also have to count the weeks. The weeks are not something separate from the bracha. So you see that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham and those who are Olech B'Shitasom, and Atara Sfiris Hayamim is a mitzvah l'chud, and Sfiris HaShavuos is also a mitzvah l'chud, and Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they would make a bracha on the two of them separately. as he writes, "Aval Sfiras Hayamim lo ksiv gabei haomer." It only says Sfiras Hashvuos. So these are two different mitzvahs. These are two different chalukim mitzvahs, two fundamentally different mitzvahs. There's Sfiras Hayamim in the time of the Mikdash and Sfiras Hashvuos. And so now we're going to explain what happens after the Mikdash. After the Mikdash, we're only left with Yamim, and Shavuos are no longer. Why? Because Shavuos is Talui in the Omer. There's no longer an Omer, no longer a Chiyuv of Shavuos. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Chiyuv on the Yamim, and there was a Chiyuv on the Shavuos, and there were two different Chiyuvim. And then Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayim, they would taka make two separate brachas on each. Hayimavarchim al zevi al zev Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. They would make a bracha on both. One for the Yamim and one for the Shavuos. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs Esei Kuf Samach Aleph is Soser this Shita, and he says, look at what we do. We only make one bracha and we put the days and the weeks together. Because he holds that Bizman Hazeh, they're both Midoraisa. So Melech and Bizman Hazeh, they're both Doraisa, and they only make one bracha, then it must be back then they also made one bracha. But according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's not like that. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, you know why you make one bracha today? Because the other bracha, because there's no reason to make a bracha on the Shavuos. Shavuos is only Zecher LeMikdash, and therefore it doesn't go, our counting of the Shavuos isn't connected to the bracha. That doesn't mandate a bracha. It's separate from the Yamim. And for the Sfaradim, it comes out even better. The Sfaradim say, "Ayom kach v'kach la'omer, shehem kach v'kach shavuos." They say, "Ayom chamisha asar yom la'omer, shehem shnei shavuot v'yom echad." Because they already say la'omer just on the days, and then they separate that from the weeks. But even the way we say it, there's also a separation. "Ayom chamisha asar yom." We should say Shnei Shavuos V'Yom Echad. We're counting. You mean Shehem? You're making a cheshbon. The answer is the Shehem. I'm making this cheshbon Zecher LaMikdash, but it's not really part of the mitzvah. It's not part of the bracha. It's just a Zecher. In the Sefer Davar Shebeminyan from Hagoyin Rabbi Leo Kushalevsky, say for mitzvahs, mitzvahs say kuf samach aleph, he writes as follows: V'li nere behezber, this shita. Tine kol sfira yeshla nekudas moitza, nekudas haschalav, nekudas gemar. Every counting has a beginning and an end. V'chein evshe shas sfira bol etzayin es esrachkus menekudas hamotza. Could be that you're counting in order to get away from where you started, like we find by a zav or a zava, that the sfira is saying, I'm 3 days away from my tumah, I'm 4 days away from my tumah. And it's a mitzora after his first shaving is counting away, going away. Or the tzfira is coming to bring you close to the end. Like we find Legabe, the sphere of Shana Mishmitos B'Yovel, that you're getting closer and closer to the Yovel. So the mitzvah and the days and the count. Now, Sphere Saomer has a relationship to both the beginning point and the end point. It's beautiful. It says, Shivishvos Tispor Lach Me'echel Chemesh B'Karma. And it says, so when it talks about the weeks, it talks about minyan hayomim she'avru me'avasa omer, his srachakus minikudas hamoitza. Lu'umad, so it's talking about going away from the starting point. That's the shavuos. When it talks about the yomim, it says, ad mimachras ha'shabbos ha'shviyas tisbru chamishim yom, that the sphere is lekras chaga shavuos. The sphere is towards shavuos. So now it's beautiful. This shita holds that why are days d'oraisa and weeks not, that according to everybody in the Gemara, the days are d'oraisa and the weeks not, the answer is because the weeks are going from the Omer. The days are coming towards Shavuos. Bizman is that we have Shavuos, we don't have Omer. Only Bizman Beis HaMikdash that we had Omer. And therefore it works beautifully in the Pasuk. Sfarad Lechem Merchas HaShabbos. Miyam Aviyachas Omer Sheva Shabbosos. You're counting the weeks from the Omer. And we don't have that anymore. But Sfiras HaYamim is Ad Merchas HaShabbos Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Until Shavuos counted 50 days. Beautiful. Today we have Shavuos. So Memela, the Yamim are D'oraisa. So, B'siyata D'shmaya, we saw a number of shitas in this Gemara. We learned the way the Rambam apparently learns the Machlokas in the Gemara with the Magid Mishnah, that Amemar and Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi are arguing that according to Amemar, Sfiras HaOmer, both the days and the weeks, are Talui and Akravas HaOmer, and Bizman Hazeh the Gantz Zach is Midrabbanan Zeichel HaMikdash, and therefore we can just count days, and according to Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, Bizman Akravas HaOmer, the mitzvah was to count Mipesach Vadatzeres, and therefore even Bizman Hazeh the whole mitzvah is Min HaTorah. We saw the Reb Chaim, who holds that it's not mistaber that it's totally in the Akrova B'Fo'al, rather in the Etzem HaChova, and the Rambam holds that Bizman Hazeh is a Chova. Because it's Kadosh L'Asid Lavo, and Amemar holds that it's not Kadosh L'Asid Lavo. We saw the Stipler, who says B'shitas HaRambam, that everybody holds that there's no Chovas HaKravas Omer B'zman Hazeh, even the Man D'Amar Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. There's a Chinuch who says that even though Makriv Ma'api Shein Bayis, there's no Chovas HaKrava, it's just a Rishus. So therefore there's no Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, there's no Chovas HaKravas Omer that's going to be Mechayev Sfiras HaOmer, even the Man D'Amar Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. Therefore, according to him, the Rambam would explain the Shita of Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, even Bizman Hazeh, is Min HaTorah, because it's not totally Bichlal in Akravas HaOmer. The Beis Yosef says most Rishonim argue with the Rambam, and they hold that even according to Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Zeichel HaMikdash. Just Zeichel HaMikdash, you have to keep the original Tzuras HaMitzvah and count days and weeks. We saw a third Shita, we saw Shitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yochar, the Rebbe of the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that everybody holds that the Yamim are Min HaTorah and the Shavuos are not. Just the question is what the Bracha is going on. Is the Bracha going to be going just on the Shavuos, just on the Yamim? That's a Meimar. Or is the Bracha going to be going on the Shavuos as well, and that is the Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi. But everybody holds that the days are Min HaTorah and the weeks are only the Rabbanan, because the weeks are Tali and Omer, and we saw that beautifully expressed in the Pasuk. And the days are Tali and Shavuos. And the only difference is, does it mandate, is the Bracha going also on the Sfiras HaShavuos? Abai holds that it is, and Rabban and Rav Ashi hold that it is, and the Memra holds that it's not. he makes a separation between the two. And we said that works out most beautifully with the Sephardic minhag to say that today is kach v'kach yamim la'omer, because they're counting the days to the omer, and then the shavuos no longer relates to the omer, that's just the zecher. So Baruch Hashem, we are wiser, I hope, about Sefiras HaOmer, and we should be zecher taka that both should be daraisa, and we should have the kulei alma, we should have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. V'meheira v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.